I'm not going to pretend like this isn't the cold open. So Russ slacked us and said, I'd like to kill the video game book club tagline we've been using because I think it's doing us more harm than good in terms of growing the audience. And then we chatted about it for a long time. And then eventually he admitted, to be honest, it's more that I hate video game book club. Now, I want to say, Russ, you have cloaked this for over a year. You haven't liked it since the first time I did it.
Yep.
And I want to know what finally broke you.
What finally broke me? What broke me was that Plant tweeted last week's episode using that tagline at the start of the tweet. And I saw it and I was like, I would never in a million years listen to a podcast that was called a video game book club. That sounds like the dullest, most boring
it's
podcast.
It's so funny because it's not books.
Yeah.
But would it help you, Russ, if we just called it a video game club? Would that help? And we just took books out of it entirely.
Yeah, hey, Russ, would you like it better if it was a boys only video game club for He-Man woman haters? Would that be better?
Would that be better for you, Russ? He's nodding furiously. He's nodding. Yes.
Two thumbs up. Whoa. Three thumbs up? Where'd that come from?
Oh, man.
Exactly. See? Not old people.
Yep.
Interesting.
Interesting.
So we are changing it, right?
To just a video, I'm not joking. I think the besties, a video game club, is probably the funniest final permutation of this show.
I don't hate it. It does remove the book aspect.
What's the opposite of a members only video game club?
Right.
My name is Justin McElroy, and I know the best game of the week.
My name is Griffin McElroy, and I know the best game of the week.
My name is Christopher Thomas Plant, and I know the best game of this week.
My name is Russ Farshick, and I know the best game of the week.
Come with me, and you'll be in a world of assassination. This week on The Besties, we're taking you to the world of assassination, which is really what it's called. Of all you know Tamriel, you know Hyrule, and now we're headed to the greatest video game world, the world of assassination with Hitman 3. This is The Besties, best of friends, the best of games.
And a video game club.
A video game club.
A video game club.
For boys only.
For all. All are welcome. It's a video game club. Welcome. A bold new idea.
Some are excluded. We're going to be talking about Hitman 3. Chris, what's Hitman 3?
Hitman 3 is a game where you play as a hitman, and it's the third one.
Oh, yeah. Chris doesn't
or
know
it's
anything.
The 17th one.
No, I know what it is. There have been a million of them. This time, you're back, baby. It's Hitman 3, but the truth is, it's just a continuation of Hitman 1. Hitman 1 was this big game that was going to span all the globe, and they were going to recurringly update it. And then they were like, wait, this isn't a viable business model. So they made a sequel. And then the publisher was like, wait, this still isn't a viable business model. So then the developer was like, what if we just do it on their own? And they're like, sure, good luck. And then they went and made Hitman 3, and that's what we're playing today. And in the game, you assassinate people, and it's the third one.
Okay, yeah. That is, I suppose, a way to describe this game. Let me just, for the people that don't know anything about it.
Please.
You're a bald guy named Hitman 47, the Hitman.
You got the bald guy.
In which version of it is it?
This is the third one, the three.
Okay, got it.
And so you're bald, and the whole spirit of the game is that you try to assassinate people, but the guards and everyone around them don't notice that you're assassinating them. So maybe that
you're
means
a hitman is what you're telling.
Like a silent.
But like a hitman.
You're describing not a mass murderer.
I've watched Gross Point Blank. You could like run up to someone and shoot them in the face. That is not encouraged in this
game. They don't like that at all.
They don't like that in this game. So it's important to delineate that you are a specific hitman and you are a hitman of subtlety and cleverness.
The previous Hitman games, if you have not stuck with this franchise for a very long time, because it's been going for quite a while. Previous Hitman games were much more buttoned down and very much about like sneaking around, I would say, stealthing around, getting in the optimal position and then offing people. And this new sort of iteration, the world of assassination version of Hitman, I think is much more built around
sort of leaning into the silliness of it, like in a way, like the way you can sort of like engineer the world to make interesting murder.
Yeah, the way I remember, Chris, and I'm sure he'll talk about this, had some trouble kind of like understanding like what to do in the game. And the thing that kind of made it all click for me is that this new Hitman trilogy is essentially Tony Hawk's Pro Murderer,
yep.
where you these levels are enormous. And there's only like, what, six levels, I think. Five or six levels, and that's how it's been for the last the past two Hitman games also. They are huge, and they are very, like, alive, and except for when you kill them. And there are a ton of characters in them, and there are a ton of places to go, and a ton of different sort of, like, opportunities to do murder, whether it is through these, like, big showcase opportunities of like, you know, turn on this super-powered fan to blow somebody off of a high-rise building, like, and working towards that sort of narrative murder opportunity, or whether it's just like, hey, you know, put some poison in that coffee and just walk away, or hey, hide in this bush and shoot them from a mile away. You can more or less do it however you want, and there's challenges that you get experience points for like, you know, doing these different, you know, essentially Tony Hawk's Pro Skater objectives. Mm-hmm. That is what it is.
Can I get everybody's like background with the Hitman, this new version of Hitman to this point? Because I don't think it's the games before Hitman 2016 are not, yeah. I think, super applicable.
Right. No. So the last Hitman game I played, actually, I think the only Hitman game I played before this was Hitman 2, but the original Hitman 2 that came out in 2002. So we're literally talking about
crap
18 years ago.
I think I have played Hitman 1 and 2 of the new of the World of Assassination trilogy, but it never clicked with me for whatever reason. I played like the tutorial in mm-hmm. both games and just did not click through. One important thing to note here is that Hitman 3. I forget like what the ownership, like what you have to have, but it ingests all of the levels and content from the last two Hitman games, and lets you play through them with kind of the like Hitman 3 UI mm-hmm. and some of the few changes in that Hitman 3 introduces. So if you get the full bundle, you're talking about like a very, very like huge amount of murder opportunities.
What about you, Plant?
I have played Hitman 1 and Hitman 2 of this cycle, but it usually is me playing, I do the training, which I think is the same for all three.
Yeah,
I think
so
really good at it. And then I do a mission, and then I get so stressed out that mm-hmm. I quit playing. I played, was it Hitman Absolution was the one that came right before this? That's kind of a transition point between how the series used to be.
Yeah, or Blood Money. I forget which one.
Yeah.
No, Blood Money was before Absolution.
Okay. Yeah, Blood Money's 2006, Absolution's 2012.
So the problem that I realized playing this one, because it finally clicked for me this time with the murder mystery level, which we'll talk about, I'm sure, a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Is... you don't have to be stressed, that it's mm-hmm. not a stealth game in the traditional sense, that you can kind of walk around in the open, and then there's like tons of opportunities to not be like constantly freaking out. When I played it originally, I was like, man, I'm in a costume, but surely people are going to figure me out. I'm bald and I have a serial number tattooed to the back of my neck. So I kind of was like, walking around crowded areas, crouching, leaning up against walls, hoping that nobody noticed me. And it turns out that's really not a fun way to play this game. You're supposed to like walk around in plain sight and collect information. And I don't know, it's more like treasure box isn't the right word. The Tony Hawk Pro Skater thing is right, but I think it helped playing a murder mystery because it really does feel like that going back to older levels of like, oh no, it really is about assessing the world and learning it and understanding like the little gizmo that they've created.
Yeah. Yeah.
The thing that cracked it open for me, and I played a good amount of Hitman 1 and 2, the realization that I have to have every time I play one of these things, and I think this game does it really beautifully, is this idea that they don't want you to fail. If you can remember that, like, they want you to have fun mm-hmm. and the developers of the game want you to succeed. So, like, a lot of times you go into these gigantic environments and the thought is like, oh God, I'll never be able to take on all this. This is so overwhelming. But like, I'll give you an example. There's a point where I was supposed to, I wanted to poison a photographer, right? So I could take over for him. And I poisoned him with an emetic to make him throw up. And I saw him drink some lemonade and then walk away. And I thought, ugh, well, there goes my chance. Like, I could have poisoned his lemonade if I'd gotten there earlier. But I just went ahead and poisoned the lemonade. And my dude just, like, took a stroll around, walked around a little bit, then went back for some more lemonade.
I mean, it's fucking lemonade.
They want you to poison the lemonade.
It is lemonade.
They want you to play, to see it as a ramp.
Who wouldn't want to go back for more lemonade is the real question.
Yeah, it's the big thing, if you've never played any Hitman games, I feel like the big thing that it iterates on, I think it does stealth stuff really well. I think it is very, very easy to tell when you are in danger of being spotted, who is spotting you, and all that jazz. And the way that they kind of, the way that you kind of build on that information is through disguises. It's like the big thing in Hitman is if you find that photographer, like Justin was saying, and that photographer would have the opportunity to, you know, set off some sort of Final Destination-esque whoopsie that would kill people, you got to take out that photographer first, wear his clothes, and hide his body. Mm-hmm. You will be doing that a lot in Hitman. And sometimes it's like a little old lady who swallowed a fly scenario where you load into a level, you're just wearing your suit, you go into a bathroom, knock out a janitor, go into the, you know, laundry room as the janitor, which you're allowed to be in, and put on a, you know, a security officer uniform, which you then use to go into hearing mm-hmm. and get this. You like build this ladder towards the opportunity. And what I did not know that this game did, maybe because I've never played a Hitman game enough to really get there, is these huge levels are intimidating when you first load into them, but if you look around, in every level, you will get a hint, essentially, a mission. What is it called? A mission story. Which is like a sort of straightforward, if you follow like the objectives, way to get one of these signature kills. Mm-hmm. Whether it's the photographer is an example of these story mission opportunities. You get close to the photographer, a little blue light bulb appears on him, and that's how you know, hey, like, go check out this photographer, see what they're doing, hang out with them, and you'll get like some UI prompts to like tell you how to achieve this signature kill, which is like a great way to learn the guts of each level.
And that's really what drew me in, is like, again, having not played in 18 years, I was very intimidated. And so I basically followed the waypoints of like, knock this guy out, take his costume, do this. It like really does lead you by the nose until you get to the point of assassination. And using all that information, I could then go off the rails in future replays and say like, oh, so I know the security officer's costume is here. I'm going to take that first and then try to get this thing. And what it does, the Tony Hawk angle, is that it presents you with this big list of challenges. And you're like, oh, I need to electrocute this guy in the art exhibit. How can I do that? Well, I know that, I walked past the art exhibit before. I know there's people working behind the scenes at the art exhibit.
Right.
And so what feels like it starts as like almost a very narrow guided thing. And then as you gain knowledge, the game trusts you that, hey, you can figure this stuff out for your own. And right. And what's especially cool is the more you play each level, you unlock things that speed up the earlier process. So whereas at the beginning of that mission, which is set in Dubai, initially you would start by like parachuting in, and there's this whole thing where you're like walking on railings outside of the skyscraper. You can skip all that once you've played a little bit and you've got some progression going. And now you suddenly, immediately you start in the kitchen and you've got a kitchen uniform and you don't have to stress about that like whole intro thing again. So it right. speeds up the process each and every time you play to the point where like you can do really intricate stuff in 3 minutes once you
yeah like, it's also really, like Dark really Souls style like ladders that you can open throughout the world that yeah once you yeah. kick the ladder open they're just
and they're persistent
open.
Yeah
yeah
they're persistent. So each playthrough
yeah I will say Fresh, you're saying like the game trusts you. I think that it does that for more exotic kills because mm-hmm. there's all sorts of, you know, like little achievement goals. But I've always been kind of, I don't know, skeptical to get too deep into this series because I'm not a big fan of point and click adventures. And I always had like a point and click adventure energy for this game where it's like, okay, this game is me figuring out what the game wants me to do. And then I'm going to do it. and that will be my like quest. And it's going to require a lot of like guessing, like, does this work or does this not work? Mm-hmm.
Sure.
What I did not appreciate until like really getting into this one is the world is covered with effectively death. Just clear guides of what you should do. Like yeah. everything you need to do, if you need to, you know, like trip a breaker or a electric plug that is near a wet by a pond or something, it'll say you need a screwdriver for this. Yeah. Or like to fix a distillery, you need a wrench for this. The only thing that's funny,
and it very rarely will not put a screwdriver somewhere around. They're not going to go make you run across the map. Look around. There's a screwdriver.
Yeah,
there.
It also right. even still, my entire way of playing the game now is the first time I go through, I just completely rob the joint.
Like yeah. everything.
My body is full of everything. My body is full of everything, and then I save the game. And then that is my new start point. And then I like go off in all the different directions from there, which the game very clearly encourages you to do.
Yeah.
Right.
It gives you like 8 save spots that are like, okay.
Save scumming is the order of the, I think if you play on the hardest difficulty setting, you have like a certain number of saves you can do, but on like the normal difficulty setting, which is what I've played through, since it's all one big bundle, pretty much every campaign all the way through on now, you can save and like you get into the room, you get the costume you need, save there, and then that's your sort of foothold.
And not only that, the really cool thing that I really like is you can save in the, let's say you're in the room with the target you have to kill, and you know that there's like 6 challenges you need to complete.
Yeah.
It carries that progression over. So you can just kill him in like a goofy way. I'm going to jam him on this statue and then reload your save and you still have credit for the other challenge.
Oh, really? I don't think I realized
that. You can just blow through like 6 challenges right in that same room, which is very good.
You don't have to exit to get the reward?
No. So we should talk about it. So the reason that works, normally in most games, your save state would really carry that back. But because the reason that works is because it's always connected to an online server. And
that's going to be the huge dookie that we take on this game. Is there anything else that we want to talk about?
Can we talk about the murder mystery?
Yeah.
Let's talk about it. And I will say, if you're going to play this one, this may be a discussion to skip ahead a few minutes because it's so cool. But it's also, you go in, you are in a mansion. It's classic, like cozy mystery Agatha Christie stuff, Poirot, whatever. You show up in the mansion. Knives Out is a great comparison too. You show up in the mansion. A woman has faked her own death. They're going to have a funeral for her, but her brother has actually been murdered. And as soon as you show up, you see a private investigator who they've hired, and you're like, "Well, I know you're. I'm gonna take care of you." And you like have to follow him through a window, and he goes into a room and you take over and like, "No, I'm the investigator." And that's how a hitman always talks, no matter what he's doing, like, "I'm here to solve the murder." But you actually do an actual like no BS murder mystery, which one is so cool because you never see a detective game that has this fleshed out mechanics of what you can and can't do in the world, right? I can't think of many other detective games that let you like climb out a window and scale around and do the stuff that like there's so much more depth than you would typically get in a murder mystery game. But you also are learning this entire environment, and it's really where this clicked for me. Again, like I said, I have to relearn this every time, but it's the second level. And that's so brilliant because it really does explain to you, like, here's the deal. You can walk. No one's going to get mad at you. You're an investigator. You can go anywhere you want. No one's going to get mad at you no matter where you go in here. So just like learn and observe. And by the time I finished the murder mystery, which was actually like pretty tough, I had to find a lot of weird clues and take some like actual logical leaps. By the time I finished it, I realized like, I know this house like the back of my hand. Yeah. Like, yeah. I run this place. So I have all the keys. I know exactly where everything is. I know who everybody is. And I did it by just doing this murder mystery approach.
Are we okay talking spoilers of the mystery? Because I don't think I got the same conclusion that you all did.
I think that's all we need to say. I it is open-ended enough. You will find evidence, and he will say, like, okay, I have enough to pin it on this person. Because guess what? And this is what's so wild about this, and we've talked about this, and I was in this same headspace, is I solved the mystery. I went to this matriarch who framed her, who faked her own death, and I gave her the solution that I was pretty sure was the right solution, and she was like, congratulations, here's some information that you were looking for. I'll check you later. And I was like, ha-ha, I'm the greatest investigator here ever. And then I was like, oh, I'm supposed to murder her. Like, I'm not here. I'm not a detective.
I haven't achieved anything.
I just, like, walked over to her, like, on a balcony. It was just like, yeet. Oh, I forgot. That's what it is all about.
You're, like, walking out of the room in slow motion, like, glad I could help. And then as you're going out the door, like, fuck.
Just one more thing.
I'll send you an invoice.
Okay. Yes. I got a very different ending than that.
Well, what did you do?
I mean, this is a 1 minute spoiler right here. I went in and gave her the wrong information, which made her feel very guilty, and then she killed herself.
Whoa!
Yeah, she gave me the information, and she was like, "I know exactly who you are. I'm looking death in the face. Bravo, you beat me. Here's the information you want." And then she walked out the back window and threw herself off the ledge.
So my ending was one of her family members poisoned her without me doing anything.
What? That is fucking wild.
Yeah.
That's weird. I uncovered that plot to poison her and I warned her against it.
Okay.
So she would give me the information and then I just you know what I did then? That is the point at which I was like, well, goodbye. I'm going to go become a photographer now. This lady who's like this genius person does not realize that the photographer she sees 5 minutes later, this big, bald, lurch-looking motherfucker is also the guy, the private investigator.
They're brothers.
That Knives Out level is the level everybody is talking about. The winery level was my favorite level.
Oh, I haven't gotten that.
Like, the Knives Out level is great. It is not even the best shit that this game has to offer. There is an enormous... All the levels are so big, and there's so many different ways to get through them. And I really have been... I have fallen in love with this trilogy, and it's like, all I want to do is go back and finish the old campaigns. And I've done almost all of them now. And Hitman 3 doesn't do like a ton of new stuff on top of the last two games, but the levels are just like the best by far.
Which was actually a big departure, I thought, for Hitman, although very, very cool, and really gave me another way of like teaching you about Hitman, is called Apex Predator.
Mm. Oh,
and it's basically
God,
like.
Yes.
They say basically like you don't know anything about this situation. Everything you've done before with like your planning and all that stuff, it's all out the window. There are no mission stories. There's nothing like that. It is literally like there's 5 bad boys in here. You got to find them and kill them to show them like I'm Agent 47. I'm coming. Like I'm terrifying. And it is a big departure from the previous ones, which are all about these like clockwork mechanics or whatever. And this mission is just about like absolutely thinking on your feet in the moment, like react, rather than like plan a big thing. It's like, can you kill 5 people here without getting caught?
Yep.
And that was actually a really good, another sort of like in-game tutorial, if you will, to say like, it doesn't matter. Like, you don't have to get hung up on this stuff. You can also just like, react and play and have fun and not worry about it.
I also, for people who want to use guns, that is an option. There are a number of people who replied to us on Twitter about enjoying that. I ran the benchmark on the PC version, and it is hilarious because it's just the entire the murder mystery like mansion getting destroyed with like thousands of bullets from the inside and the outside.
Wow.
And the entire world is destructible in a way that I really did not appreciate, because I had no reason to know that every book in this game can be destroyed, every piece of like the leather sofa, the upholstery comes off. I mean, they have like really taken care to make this work so that when guns do come out, that it looks just as amazing as the rest of the game does. The only problem is, I imagine a lot of people will never see any of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is pretty incredible.
We're about to dookie on the game because of the always online thing. But before we get to that point, I just want to say, like, it is very exciting for me to find a new game franchise that I, like, really like after, like, not giving a shit about it for so long. Like, that is a very exciting thing. And to have it be something as huge as Hitman is really cool. The always online nature of the game is quite bad.
My experience over the last like week, I think kind of sums it up. The basic experience that I've had is, now, if that was annoying to listen to, you just had the experience that I had, which is,
yeah,
it suddenly stopping to work, like, just, you can't save, you can't load, you can't look at menus because the servers just shut off. And that is because, for a number of reasons that I don't fully agree with, this is an always online game. You can play offline, but if you play offline, it turns off, I would say, at least 50% of the content in this game.
Well, no. Okay. Think of it this way. Saves are either online or offline. Those two things cannot, if you're playing online and the server shuts down, you cannot save that game at that point.
Okay, but why are you playing online is the follow-up question. Like, what is the point?
Well, when you play offline, you can play through the mission as normal. It doesn't turn off content in there, but you don't get scored, you don't get experience points, you can't complete challenges. Yeah. All the progression, like, doesn't work. Yeah. You don't unlock, like, the new level by level, like, oh, you unlocked a new smuggling point, you unlocked a new entry point and exit point. Like, you can't do that stuff. And I think it's just for, like, scoreboard purposes. I think it's
piracy
just for...
would be my other...
Piracy, I guess, but, like, it is baffling, and it sucks, because I've played online pretty much the whole time because I want the progression. I want the experience points. That's a very good,
I mean,
cool
hook.
It'd be
wild to not.
And what does that mean in 10 years for, like...
It doesn't mean anything. Right, and the biggest annoyance is what Russ outlined is that... especially on launch day, the game was virtually unplayable because you would be playing and you would get disconnected. Or the worst thing would be you would save and it would be during one of these server hiccups and the game would just hang. And you'd have to just, like, turn, go away from your computer for 10 minutes and hope that maybe it saved, because the audio save is kind of unreliable. Like, that one, it's one element of the game that just sucks the moon.
And
right,
honestly,
out of the
we're
sky.
We are a week out of launch, and I'm still running into issues. They aren't as glaring as they were, but I am still definitely running into issues.
It's so unnecessary.
It's just really a shame of an otherwise really just phenomenal game. So I hope they get that worked out, but it is a kind of a caveat emptor situation.
So that's Hitman 3. I think it's great. It's a great package. I think it's so cool that those cats struck out on their own and are making this... making it for themselves. Got me extremely excited about the James Bond game that they will be.
Oh yeah,
oh yeah.
They will be working on. If they can combine what they've already done here with, like, some big action, I think it is going to be absolutely fantastic.
James Bond doesn't really disguise himself, though, right?
I mean, it's not. I'm thinking less the disguises and more the ability to be in an environment where you are not just mass murdering people, like. Because I think that is an element of James Bond that has been woefully underrepresented in previous games.
That Game Boy game, they need to just make a DAF.
Fuck yes.
For the Game Boy game. That game rules.
That game was very good. We also didn't talk anything about, like, the special challenges, which for me seems like the hook of the game once you get past the campaign. But I've mostly just been trying to finish all the levels and all the stories before I get to those specialty things. But those seem like a lot of fun. Also, it also has the weird sniper missions, which was in, like, wasn't that like an XBLA game? Like a Hitman sniper assassin?
Yeah, they've
thing?
Had a few of those.
Those are in here. Those are fine.
So that is Hitman 3. It is out now. Basically, it'll be more out now, I guess, here when the server's working perfectly. But let's take a quick break, and we'll be back with you in just a few minutes. Or no time at all, instantly. One of the two.
So what are we doing? What we learned about murder?
Yeah, I mean, we've had a few murder-based ideas for the B segment, for the B block. And maybe we should be a little bit open and honest to the audience about that. Like, I don't think it would be fun to talk about how we would murder, like, if I was just going to pick one of the four of us, like Russ. Like, I don't think that would be a fun, that seems to me like a little edgelord sort of stuff. And also in 2021, we're bullying Chris Plant and not Russ anymore.
We have this is
established, but it just feels wrong.
But I would say, I think, broadly speaking, in terms of murder, if we're not talking about specific people, but, like, just the concept of it.
I don't want to incriminate ourselves.
No. I wouldn't say that. But I do think there is a level of, like, Keystone Cops humor that is required for just about any murder.
Oh, I see.
This is so interesting because I've learned how to be better at it, I think. I'd like to talk sort of about, like, what we've learned about what doesn't work.
Okay.
As you've been playing Hitman games, what what you've tried that maybe wasn't as successful, because those mistakes are just opportunities in disguise.
Sure.
One thing that I've learned that didn't work great is if you're confronted by two hazmat wearing armed guards and they've got rifles trained on you and they know that you are a popular murderer, Agent 47. If you instinctively throw a muffin at one of them, it's not going to impact the situation in a meaningful way.
I mean, it will be meaningful. That's a story they're going to tell.
Absolutely.
Remember it. But when I attempted this move, because it's what I had in my hand and I was reacting in that split second, I don't know why I picked up the muffin initially.
Sure.
To be fair, but I was holding it when they were like hands in the air. And I'm like, muffin. And that didn't impact the situation meaningfully.
And honestly, that jives well with like my understanding of, I think, what makes a good murder in the Hitman universe is, I think it needs a level of like rapscallionness and like troublemakerness that I think, you know, my ideal scenario is like, look, murder is sad. I get it. It's a bummer. Someone's going to be upset. Even if you're killing someone that is like truly bad, somebody is going to be
upset.
Someone's
upset about it.
So why not make that person a little happier by making the murder scene as hilarious as possible?
Kind of silly, yeah.
Why not drop some banana peels down so when two guys go to parachute, they slip on the banana peels instead and then fall off the side of the building?
Can I say my favorite funniest thing about Hitman is like these big sort of showcase accident kills, like the... There's a level in Hitman 2 set in Mumbai where you're at this like Bollywood action film set on top of a high rise building, and you're supposed to assassinate the star by turning on this powerful fan and then like turning the fan up to 11 and it blows him off the building. That's sort of an archetype of a type of like big showcase accident kill that exists in most of the levels in the series. But what I love is as the sort of operator of that fan or means of murder here that is seemingly an accident, I am pressing the button that turns the fan up and it blows the guy off the building to his death. And nobody gets mad at me. Nobody, no matter what it is, whether it's, you activate this self-defense robot, but you've changed the parameters so it shoots the guy that it's supposed to shoot, but you're the one that pressed the button to turn the robot on. You're the one that pressed the button to turn the fan on. You're the one that pressed to turn the button to turn on, like, the crash test dummy that explodes into the person.
It's the hot dog suit.
Yes.
It's the hot dog suit
guy. It's fucking like Eric Andre. It's when Hannibal Buress shoots Eric Andre. It's like, who did that? Like, everybody's just like, oh, man, it's not your fault. That fan has been shitty for so long.
Yeah.
It's okay. It's okay. Oh, this is really going to mess up our new bald intern.
there's an exploding golf ball in the first level of Hitman 3. And what's hilarious about it is you encounter this information because someone in the hallway is like on their cell phone talking to somebody. They're like, no, I'm not going to do it. It's an exploding golf ball. I don't know what I was thinking. It's stupid. It's not going to work. No, I hid it in the bathroom. Nobody's going to go in there. Nobody has the keys except me. Oh, hello, tall gentleman, Dad. I'll take that. But they like, this person got so far as to get an exploding golf ball and then chicken out and put it in the bathroom.
Yeah. A lot of the murders are murders that people were going to do, took it to the 9th of 10 steps, and then passed the torch to you.
Couldn't close the deal.
The new bald janitor who I've never seen before. Basically murder is easy. We are all just walking eggshells, just waiting to be cracked by the murders that exist around every single corner, and most of them are just hysterical.
I like that we were worried about our listeners being put off by a video game book club, but not the existential angst of we are all eggshells just waiting to be cracked and turned into gooey scrambled goop.
At this point, we've already got their download, though. So
that's
the
true.
Content
it counts.
Is what it is.
So we got any?
Do we have any communique from listeners?
We don't have an answer to this, but I think Fresh has done this before. Andrew asked, have any of you tried the Switch Cloud version? I don't think any of us have tried that.
No.
I did not know
Cloud
it existed
before, right?
Yeah, I played the Control Cloud version, and it was pretty much spectacular, but given all the server issues that this game has had on normal platforms, I would be a little hesitant to recommend. Usually these games have a demo, though, so you could probably test it.
That's true, to see if it works. I would bet that this would work better as a streamed game than Control, because Control is a little bit twitchier, and Hitman is not quite. I mean, there can be gunplay, but you can also play through the whole thing without shooting a single bullet.
Yeah, so. And I would say Control worked great, so I have no doubt if the servers held up that this game would be totally, like, there's no twitch aiming really at all in this, so you're right.
Yeah, multiple folks asked if this is a good starting point or if it's beginner friendly.
I thought 100%. The only thing you need to keep in mind, and the UI is the menu UI is not good at showing you this. Make sure you do the training. There's this something called advanced training. So long as you do that, you will be totally fine. I had no problem understanding the like mechanics of the world. I don't care about the story at all. All sorts of people are dying and everyone seems super sad about it. Like your good friends. I don't know who they are. I don't care. I just want to do more silly murders.
Apparently the story
murders.
Is good in Hitman 3.
Yeah, the story is, I can't keep track of it, but that's nothing new for me.
I just because I've been kind of cramming all of the campaigns, it's weird because I played 3 first and then 1 and 2. And so I kind of understand what's going on in the whole thing. But in terms of it being a good beginner package, I think if you buy the whole set that includes all 3 games but you play them like in Hitman 3, that is the way to do it.
Yeah.
Because if you like it, now all of a sudden it is a shit ton of stuff to
also,
play.
You can play the missions in any order, and I do recommend playing the murder mystery mission first. It's the second mission of Hitman 3, and I found that's when the game really clicked for me. I found it really forgiving. You can kind of go at your own pace. So I recommend that. This is from James. With the new James Bond game, IOI, that's the folks who make Hitman, it's certainly going to need levels that can't be completed as quickly as Hitman levels. How do they do this without removing the freedom these games are known for? Does working with that IP mean we should expect a more guided experience? I mean, that kind of gets to the question of, like, how do you go from this? I get they're similar to a sense, but
spies.
Also quite different.
Yeah, that is kind of an... Especially knowing that, like, the owners of the James Bond IP are very, very precious. Giant Head Mode doesn't imply that from GoldenEye, but generally speaking, they're pretty precious about what James Bond's allowed to do in these games. So I'll be honest, a little bit worried that, like, they wouldn't necessarily allow the sort of wackiness and, like, open-endedness that these games allow, but maybe, who knows? Maybe they will.
From the D20 Shuffle, have any of you tried running through the story in VR? And if not, you want to tell people how this works?
Yeah, VR is... Oh, I haven't. No one else has, right?
No, is that only on PlayStation version?
Yeah, it's only on PlayStation VR. It only supports the PS4 version of the game. You can't do it like PlayStation VR or PS5. I've watched some videos of people playing it. General response is... it seems very cool, but it is also very hindered by it running on PS4 on like really aging VR hardware. I think were it to come, were it to come to like Oculus and like PCs and stuff eventually, I think it'll be really spectacular to watch. It looks beyond hilarious, even though it is very low res and kind of minimal. I think they cut down a lot on the crowds and stuff like that. But broadly speaking, like, I think conceptually, like, you could tap people on the shoulder and then punch them in the face when they turn around. Like, that is hilarious.
Okay.
Hey, Justin, what are we doing next week?
How would I have any way of knowing? What am I, a soothsayer? I don't have any idea.
Sounds like it's a Death Stranding episode. Is that right?
No.
It literally says the notes say Hitman 3.
That's
so
my fault.
I don't know, bud.
I would talk about Hitman 3 for another episode.
Talk about Hitman 3 again?
Has anybody been playing anything else? I feel like that would be... I don't know what else it would be. Because I don't know what we're going to do next week.
Everspace 2. And Death Stranding.
No.
Yes, Your Grace. I downloaded that.
Oh, The Medium.
Oh, that's not a bad choice. We should probably do that. It's on Game Pass. It's like a horror game.
Yeah. Oh man, I don't know. It looks bad.
No, it's by the Blooper Team.
It's by the Blooper
Team. Yeah, well, Blooper. It looks like a blooper. I can see it's a bad reviews out there. I'm not sure I want to play this one.
My gosh.
You gonna make me? If you're gonna make me, just say it. I just need to know who to blame.
It would be weird to do Scott Pilgrim. That game's 100,000 years old.
There's that ninja game that just came out.
That's Yacht Club.
They published it. Now we're talking. That might be okay.
We'll tweet what game we're doing. I don't know that we can figure it out.
Are we
going to
leave this whole my failure of a rundown in the episode?
Oh, absolutely.
Not. Okay.
Absolutely, we are. Fair enough. My mistake. We are. It's in there.
Well, I think we did it. I think we made it.
Yeah, we did it. Congratulations, everybody. Thanks for listening. Please share the show with a friend if you would be so kind.
I have a request, even though it's wrapping up the show and people are turning off the episode now. Do us a favor. I know Justin has asked for reviews, but also do us a favor and subscribe to the show on your favorite podcasting app. That might be, all the other ones that I don't remember. But to hit that button that causes it to sort of send you the episode when it gets released. If you haven't yet, I know a lot of people were listening on Spotify before, which didn't really do that. It never notified you when new episodes, and that's kind of a drag. So go to another app and maybe try hitting that subscribe button. It helps.
Smash it.
Cool.
Smash it.
Smash it. Thank you so much for joining us this week. Be sure to join us again next time for the besties, because shouldn't the world's best friends pick the world's best games?
Besties!